This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
As Australia marks the anniversary of the national apology to the Stolen Generations, Survivor Support Services are to receive a multi-million dollar funding boost. Marking 18 years since former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd delivered the apology in federal parliament, Anthony Albanese is set to give an address. Survivors of the Stolen Generation will be able to access $87 million in support over the next 4 years, which will include family tracing and reunification efforts. Indigenous Australians Minister Melandiri McCarthy says survivors of the Stolen Generation need continual and meaningful support. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Melandiri McCarthy, is calling on governments to deliver on their commitments to closing the disadvantage gap for Indigenous Australians. The latest Closing the Gap report reveals only 4 of the 19 targets are on track, with just 5 years remaining under the current agreement. Several key measures continue to stall or deteriorate, including incarceration, out-of-home care and suicide rates. The minister says she's considering penalties for states and territories that fail to meet their targets.
And I hope by our leadership at the Commonwealth level, by what I'm doing, what the Coalition of Peaks are doing at our level, that we are sending a really firm example that this is possible. We can achieve this, but we need everyone on board.
The number of First Nations people in jail in New South Wales is higher than ever before. Data from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research has found the number of Indigenous Australians in custody has increased by 18.1%. With nearly 4,500 Aboriginal adults in jail as of December, First Nations people represent more than a third of New South Wales prison's population, despite making up 3% of the general population. This means the incarceration rate for Indigenous Australians is 15 times higher than non-Indigenous people, with 1 in 25 Aboriginal men in New South Wales having lived in prison. The number of people imprisoned on remand, which means they have been charged but not convicted and are often awaiting trial, has also reached highest proportions ever recorded at 46% of the adult prison population. New South Wales Police has confirmed a senior officer had agreed to let a group of Muslim men perform sunset prayers before officers moved them on. The incident happened during the Sydney rally on Monday, 9th of February, protesting against the visit of the Israeli president. Video footage shows police officers shoving and then dragging Muslim men who were praying. A spokesperson for New South Wales Police says a senior officer was attempting to relay to officers that permission for prayer was given, but failed to do so before officers forcefully moved the group on. State Police Commissioner Mal Lanyard has offered an apology for any offence caused, saying the move was not targeting any religion. A Liberal Party leadership ballot in Canberra could see the change at the helm as Angus Taylor attempts to oust Susan Lee. The party will vote on the leadership at a meeting at 9 a.m. on 13th of February. Angus Taylor says Australia needs less taxes, less spending and less regulation. But Treasurer Jim Chalmers says some of Mr. Taylor's previous policies from the last election campaign would have resulted in higher taxes.
That should send a shiver up the spine of every Liberal and every Australian, Mr. Speaker. That sense of entitlement that defines the member for Hume is only matched by the cloud of incompetence which surrounds him, Mr. Speaker.
Victoria's opposition leader, Jess Wilson, says she will establish a royal commission into allegations of misconduct by the CFMEU on building sites if she's elected in November. Her promise follows the release of a report that claims Labor government did nothing while the union's branch became a crime syndicate. Barrister Geoffrey Watson's findings allege organised crime infiltrated the CFMEU's Victorian branch under former boss John Setka, while the Labor government looked the other way for years. He estimates the union's actions cost the Victorian taxpayer $15 billion. Premier Jacinta Allen hasn't committed to testing the allegations through a royal commission or the state's corruption agency. Opposition leader Jess Wilson says she will.
$15 billion is not a small amount of money. In fact, it is more than $5,000 for every single Victorian household. Essentially, someone coming to the front door and saying, give me $5,000 and putting that in the pocket of a criminal.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results. Expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
State and Territory Health Ministers are warning of a growing crisis that is stretching emergency departments and costing billions, as they report on aged care to the federal government today. The report, to be handed to the federal government, shows more than 3,000 older Australians remain in public hospitals waiting for aged care. It says the number of aged care patients with no medical reasons to be in hospital has surged by 30% in 5 months. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler has acknowledged the growing problem, saying a new care facility needed to be opened every 3 days for the next 20 years to accommodate the ageing population. The New South Wales and Victorian Health Ministers did not contribute to the joint statement. Australians are being warned to look out for possible AI romance scams before Valentine's Day, as criminals create highly sophisticated and emotionally manipulative scams. Scammers have long used Valentine's Day to scam victims into opening their wallets, but experts say the rise of AI means scammers can analyse social media and tailor scams to target each victim. Consumer group Choice says Australians have lost more than $220 million to dating and romance scams since 2020. Choice and other consumer advocacy groups are calling on the federal government to address gaps in their proposed scam protections. The sales of the Sydney Opera House have been lit up in red for Lunar New Year, ahead of ushering the Year of the Horse. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says it's a great time to pay tribute to the Asian community in Australia, who have been in Australia for over 100 years. He spoke among cultural and community leaders at the Sydney Opera House event.
People from the Asian communities become prominent and successful in business and politics and academia, literally transforming this country's trajectory, making it even better than it was. And I think that Lunar New Year is such a great opportunity to pay tribute to that history for the rest of us.
The colour red traditionally symbolises luck, prosperity and new beginnings. And now to sport. At the Olympics, 25-year-old freestyle skier Cooper Woods has claimed gold, winning Australia's first medal of the Milano Cortina Olympics. Having never won a World Cup event and not advancing through the first qualification in the top 10, Woods rose to the occasion in remarkable fashion. He topped the second qualification round on Thursday morning and then shocked the field to also gain the number one ranking for the final, meaning he came out of the gates last. Woods' triumph is Australia's third gold medal in the moguls, after successes by Dale Begg-Smith, the last time the Games were in Italy, Turin 2006, and Cara Anthony in Beijing 4 years ago. It is Australia's seventh Winter Olympic gold overall. And now for today in the weather, Broome is seeing showers at 32, Perth is sunny at 32, Adelaide is also sunny at 28, Melbourne is cloudy at 21, and Hobart is partly cloudy at 21. Canberra is cloudy at 26, Sydney is cloudy at 25. Brisbane is seeing a possible storm and heavy falls at 33. Cairns is seeing a shower or two, possible storm at 34. Darwin is seeing showers and a storm at 31. And Alice Springs is seeing a morning shower or two at 26. That wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.